This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. First session of 18th Lok Sabha will be convened from 24th of this month. During the session, oath and affirmation of newly elected members, election of speaker, president's address and discussion will be held. While 264th session of Rajya Sabha will commence on the 27th of this month and the upcoming parliament session will conclude on the 3rd of next month. Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said, "People of the country have decided and now it is our duty to serve the nation." He said Parliament is the perfect platform to discuss, debate and deliver to fulfill the aspirations of 140 crore Indians. Nirmala Sitharaman today assumed charge as the Union Minister of Finance and Corporate Affairs in New Delhi. After assuming the charge, she expressed her sincere gratitude to Prime Minister Modi for giving her the opportunity to work as the Union Finance and Corporate Affairs Minister again. She acknowledged the strong leadership and development-oriented governance in the last 10 years, which have brought transformative changes across various sectors and created a robust and resilient economy. Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari assumed office today. On the occasion, Mr. Gadkari conveyed his heartfelt gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi for reassigning him this role in Modi 3.0. Minister of State for Road Transport and Highways Ajay Tamta and Harsh Malhotra also took charge alongside. Telugu Desam Party Chief and Chief Minister Designate Nara Chandrababu Naidu will take off as Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh this morning. Several dignitaries, including Prime Minister Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah, will take part in the swearing-in ceremony. The newly elected Chief Minister of Odisha, Mohan Charan Majhi, will take oath in Bhubaneswar this evening. Mr. Majhi will take oath along with two Deputy Chief Ministers, Kanak Vardhan Singh Dev and Prabhati Parida. This is the first time the BJP is going to form a government in the state on its own, ending the 24-year rule of Biju Janata Dal led by Naveen Patnaik. The 52-year-old Majhi was unanimously elected the leader of the BJP Legislature Party in presence of central BJP observers, Union Ministers Rajnath Singh and Bhupendra Yadav. After being elected as the Chief Minister, Mr. Majhi said his government will do its best to meet the expectations of the people of the state for which they voted BJP to power for the first time. The BJP Parliamentary Board has appointed MP Ravi Shankar Prasad and Party National General Secretary Tarun Chugh as central observers for the election of the leader of the BJP Legislature Party in Arunachal Pradesh. The BJP has secured a landslide victory in the just-concluded assembly polls, bagging 46 seats in the 60-member house. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has shared Vrikshasana Yoga video on his social media account, describing the benefits of this asana in view of the upcoming Yoga Day. In a social media post today, Mr. Modi said, "Vrikshasana or the tree pose has several benefits, including helping improve balance and posture." In Jammu and Kashmir, a terrorist has been killed by security forces in a gunfight which broke out in Sadai Sohal area of Hiranagar sector in Kathua last evening. The security forces have launched a massive search operation in the forest area in Seda Sohal village after the encounter. In Jammu and Kashmir, the Riasi police has announced the reward of 20 lakh rupees for any information about the whereabouts of terrorists involved in the recent attack on the Yatri bus in the area of Pauni of Riasi district. The sketch of the militant has been prepared on the disclosure and description of eyewitnesses. The Riasi police has appealed to the general public to provide any reliable information on these telephone numbers 920-557-1332, 9419-113-159, 9419-133-499. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres condoled the plane crash that killed Malawi's Vice President Saulos Chilima and nine other people. The Deputy Spokesman Farhan Haq said that the Secretary General was very saddened to hear of this plane crash, which claimed the life of the Vice President of Malawi and many other senior Malawian officials. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup Cricket, India will take on the USA at the Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.